Yes, sir. You already know what time it is, man. This is the DSA podcast. We are the Dirty South of Phillies. I'm your boy, Shard.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl,
Teddy. Yes, Lord. It's your country cousin, L Boogie, baby. What's happening, people?
And this is a podcast where anything and everything will get talked about, discussed, laughed at, picked at, so on.
It's going down.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Hope everybody had a happy Easter.
You did.
Easter
is great. Did a little Easter play, a little skit.
Really?
Working on my acting skills.
Nah,
yeah. Like,
who you
were? It was me. Nah, it wasn't even. It was like a. Well, my son, he was playing a reporter, news reporter. Uh-huh. And he was asking random people, so what does Easter mean to you? So, of course, you know, my wife had her line. And then.
Y'all didn't make this episode?
No.
Why? Because.
No, nobody has a TikTok page anymore.
Really?
Hello? Oh.
You
know? I still got it. I just ain't did nothing.
Oh, okay.
But no, it was actually, although it was short, it was actually pretty dope, though. I was shocked to see my son stand in front of people and talk the way he did. So clearly, normally, you know, he show a little nervous and stuff like that, but
shit.
Right on. All right, then, little future news report. I see you. TV analyst.
We went to church, then, Mom. I got an announcement to make, though. But
if
we gonna go to church on Easter Sunday, right? We don't need but one little child to get up there and say Happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah, we don't need 17 kids.
Why not? Everybody needs
every little bit
everybody
child.
Gotta have a phone.
Every little bitty child can't get up there and say Happy Easter, baby. I heard that like 17 times there at church. Everybody's
Happy Easter Day, everybody.
I say Happy Easter.
I'm like, let them write a jingle or something to go with.
write a jingle.
Yeah. So it'll be different every time we.
Oh man.
But no, he's the egg hunting all that day. So.
Oh man, Easter egg hunting. Oh my God.
See y'all eat. So. Should have started. I think they ate more candy than they ate dinner, but it's all good.
I didn't do none of that. I did listen to TV
Jake's
Thursday.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to
talk. I got a we. We made it to church. We were late as usual.
No. Speaking of late, by your nephew.
Debo.
Boy. Bruh. Debo literally walked into church when my dad was dismissing.
Yeah.
I said, Debo, what's up? Unk got law. I said, you got law? He's like, yeah, I got law. He said, I was coming through, he said he was coming through Zeppelin. He was coming through Zeppelin and forgot to turn. So he had to call some of his coworkers to ask them.
You know, they probably been a little since they been out there.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. That Sunday we came, I forgot where it was at. I was like, man, I know I've been to that church 100 times. I get here with white folk church, and I'm like, do I get straight? Go this way.
Turn
every time. That's why we let them on the church. That's our normal church we go to on every Sunday.
Turn left.
We look like the Simpsons trying to get in the church. Y'all ever seen the Simpsons when they try to go to church? That's me and my clan.
And that shit was so funny.
Yeah.
He had the most simple look like shit. I tried.
Be like that. Hey, you tried to get there. That's
said,
all.
Nephew, it the effort that count. You put in. So,
man, let's kick it out. What you got on the
man? Let me get a little volume on it. We need talk about this incident because I was actually part of this incident myself. But did y'all hear about the substitute teacher? Slapped the 8-year-old student because the student spit on him.
I ain't gonna go pay like you just looking for your
phone.
Right. I was like, that's why I looked over him.
I ain't gonna go pay.
Yeah.
They look there for their phone. They be looking there.
I did. Y'all get off me. Y'all get off me. I'm trying. But yeah, 8-year-old student spit on substitute teacher in Fannie Fitzgerald Elementary. That's in Woodbridge, Virginia. Yeah.
Like just bit on
her? What? Yeah, it says, I ain't gonna say the first name.
But Muhammad was inside the classroom with other school employees when a student became irate and spat on Muhammad.
You ain't going to say the first name because you can't.
I don't want to say it wrong.
I got you.
Because it's spelled.
I got you.
No, it's.
When he said Muhammad, I was like, oh, that bitch might be a
no.
real name.
It must be a real name. Nah, it's spelled E-Man. E-M-A-N. But I don't know if it's Emin or Emin. So I didn't want to pronounce it wrong.
I'm just checking
over. Nah, I wouldn't want. Now, his last name, Al-Kandi.
Oh, I said I skipped
out. Muhammad. E-Man Muhammad Al-Kandi. Yeah, the 44-year-old, he filled in educator, apparently lost his cool, smacking the child in the face before exiting the classroom. School staff members in the class notified the police soon after, and he was arrested
following
day.
Yeah, he knew what time it was. Everybody left.
I mean, but
I mean,
what do you do in that? I was in that situation last year before I left school.
What if it's just a reaction? It's
that's what I'm saying. Like,
I wouldn't know what I would do in that situation.
I had a kid.
The right reaction, though.
But see, I had a kid to spit in my face.
Did you slap
him? I wanted to. I'm not going to even front. I wanted to knock the fuck out of his ass.
Can't slap him.
But my mind was like, you got too much to lose. You got a wife and child at home. You're taking care of too much. So, yeah, I gave him a firm grip around the elbow, though. I gripped the hell out of that elbow. I'm talking about I tried to squeeze the fuck out of that motherfucker. I ain't gonna even lie, Ted. I tried to squeeze that elbow apart. Because I wanted to punch the shit out of his ass. I mean, somebody spitting in your face.
Yeah.
During COVID.
That was an autograph. Straight by the throat. Look at him, little nigga.
I wanted to. So, I mean, what do you do in that situation? Like,
I wouldn't know what I'd do, to be honest.
Okay, so for, like, I'm pretty sure being a teacher in the rule book say you can't put your hands on the school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What is that rule? Like, child abuse?
Yeah. Child endangerment. Yeah.
But why is it okay for the child to abuse the teacher?
It's not.
Because you have students that will hit a teacher.
But to be in that situation, though, you just gotta know, like, as an adult, you know, teacher or no teacher, whoever, if you hit a child, you're gonna go to jail. Especially if it's.
But I think you should be allowed to take your belt off. Child 8. I think you should be allowed to take that belt off and whoop his ass. I mean, just keep it a book. It takes a village to raise a child, right?
Do schools still do paddling? They don't do that no more.
It's parent consent. Parent have to sign off of it.
So if your mama say you can get your ass beat at school,
then they'll do it.
Okay, cause you know when we were little,
ain't no consent. Mama show up at the school and beat your ass in the classroom in front of everybody. But I had one of them kind.
In that situation, though, you can't react like that. Though. I get why he might have reacted like that, but you say he a substitute, though, right?
Yeah.
See, he ain't even. Nah, he especially can't. He can't react like that because you ain't even a full ass, full time teacher. You can't be hitting on other four children. You can't.
Yeah, but why is it okay for the children?
And it ain't.
That's not raised
that
properly.
That child should be expelled for real. Like, if you spend somebody, you should be expelled. Like, no suspension.
Agreed.
In this day and age.
How old you are.
In this day and age, you got to be.
You knew what you were doing when you did it, so.
Especially with everything that's going on with you got COVID and shit out there. Spitting the motherfucker fade doing
child
COVID.
White, black.
Didn't say. But the teacher was black.
I know that.
Black male.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
White man went to left building. Black man stayed. If black man slapped child and got the hell on, come get me.
Yeah.
I ain't sticking around.
I don't know. It just, that rung a bell to me because I'm like, okay, I know how he feel. I've been through that. Now, where the child spit on him at, I don't know. They didn't say that part.
But see, that's a lack of home training.
It is.
That's a lack of home training from the child for a child. Like me and my wife just talking about it. You know, walking the kid home and you walk with your kid and you hear other kids talking and cursing. When I was their age, I was cursing too. But the difference is, like, these kids curse with adults.
They don't care who around. They let it ride.
You know what I'm saying? Like, So I saw that, and now that you see the kids spit on, I'm like, yeah, I can see that happening, because kids these days are...
Out of control.
Yeah, they on another level. Spit on a grown-up, man, that shit would have been instant death when I got home.
What?
Like,
yeah, depending on who the grown-up was, shit, grown-up would have beat my ass.
I'd have died.
Especially if it was somebody close to the family or family.
I got my ass whooped just talking about it.
See? Look, stay in your opinion and right. End up getting your ass whooped.
I remember when I was in
can't do shit like that.
Fourth fifth grade, right? We had cool ass teachers because some of our teachers stayed in our neighborhood on that Fort Walk. Mm-hmm. So I did something, and my mom was one of the parents that gave teacher permission. Yeah, just be bad one good time and he'll straighten up. And I got that ass whooping the first time. Go back in the classroom, principal closed the door. So shit, me being slick, I turn around and shoot a bird and start dancing again. Nigga turn around at the wrong moment. Right back out for another ass. See, they can't do that no more. So these children feel like
they can just do whatever they want. They can't
put their hands on me. Like if my mom comes with her
double tape.
Even if the parent come put their hand on the child, that parent might go to jail.
True. Mm-hmm.
You feel? Mm-hmm.
And it's their child.
So it's like it's a lack of discipline I'm training now. Cause when I was doing that when I was a kid, I knew if I get caught, another ad would. But now kids ain't got that thought in their head. They just like
whatever.
Kick me out. I'll be at home.
They don't care.
Crazy.
Yeah. So yeah.
But then at the same time, their parent probably in them like 21, 22, mm-hmm. 23. Young. They still ratchet. Ain't got no home training.
No.
So when do we fix the cycle? Because the cycle was actually broke.
Yeah. I don't think it broke.
Look at the generation.
I don't think it broke because that same, them same young adults who having the children who doing all this shit, right? If they that young, then the child grandparents are pretty young, and that generation got raised right. Like us, like I was joking with you on the last episode when the dude came by on a motorcycle playing live music. I said, "Shit, nigga, that's our classmate. That's us now. You feel me? That's us." So, yeah.
And we do have classmates who are grandparents.
Exactly. So now it's on the parent, our generation. We got to take some of these young folks to the side and. They'll still listen to that, you feel me?
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah, some of them is just all right.
It's just all right. But it always been like this. You always had a couple, because you can always go back to remember when you was in school, you can remember a couple of cats that were just
loose.
Wow, you be like, boy, that nigga, that's staying all kind of shit, you feel me? So they gonna always be there. But so to like grandparents to jump in there, man.
And I just feel like it's just a handful of them. To be honest.
Yeah,
it's not the whole generation. I just feel like it's just a handful.
A handful of what?
Like the younger parents.
Yeah.
But I do know some young parents and they like their child is well behaved.
Oh yeah.
I was just gonna say it's a lot of young parents at school. My kids are 10. And some of them kids are like they parents don't take no shit. And I'm like, damn, they young. You know what I'm saying? They have a kid.
Yeah, they probably got a real grandmama, too.
Yeah.
Real grandparents.
And they gonna have
a kid. Because although they young, they mom and daddy could be well in their 40s and 50s.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, they still getting what it feels like to have a true grandparent.
And at the same time, you look at how kids grow up. Like, when they away from school, right? When we was away from school, we had a community that helped raise. Like, even though they didn't directly help raise you, indirectly your community raised you.
Yeah, you can't do that now.
And yeah.
Nowadays, you can't even say something to another person, child.
Motherfuckers barely know their neighbor now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When we were growing up, I knew everybody that lived around.
Man, my whole neighborhood knew me at the age of 4. Before they even knew my mama.
Like now,
my mom and daddy.
I couldn't tell you my neighbor, Nick Donaine. Done spoke to him plenty of times. Don't know his name. Cool, dude. I locked my keys in my car. He was out there with me one night. We gonna sit out there until we figure that shit out.
You didn't ask him his name.
Don't know his damn name at all.
Bro, who is you? I appreciate you having me.
You just know he cool as hell. You feel? So, we got to get, like, especially we going to be in a community, we got to get back to that, because it shows in our children.
Bunch of neighborhood, you do something wrong, she's a mama nobody for you, you can get back down the street.
Man, I could go clean prior time and get into something. My mama knew that shit when I got back over to the Regency. She knew, I'm like, how the fuck did you leave? You feel?
Yeah.
Ain't no social media, none of that shit. Somebody saw your ass, got on the phone. Straight phone call.
You know how it is in that generation? Because I went to the courthouse one time. By the time I got back, my mama asked me, what you went to the courthouse for?
Like, yeah, damn. I feel.
You know how it is.
So, we gotta get back to y'all. That shit real, though. Nigga, see
y'all. You following me?
Look, I just saw Ted on here. Yeah. What she doing over here?
What the hell is your daughter doing?
Look like she paying
her. She okay?
Look like she paying a ticket.
Is she okay?
You know that's how they gonna do. I'm just making sure she all right. Hell, I didn't know she was at the courthouse. Let me call to see.
Oh, fuck around, go out to the hospital to see somebody.
Yeah.
Call your mama. But what you doing out at the hospital? Damn, I ain't in the hospital.
Yeah, that shit crazy, man.
But yeah,
I just think the home training needs to be fixed, man.
Home training definitely.
It needs to be fixed.
Speaking of home training, that go right into a good segue point. There is a number of random shootings happening, right? In the state of Georgia alone, but it ain't involving a man shooting another man. It's children finding loaded weapons and shooting themselves with them. By accident, of course, or shooting another child.
Yeah, possibly.
And I want to know why that rate. I was sitting here trying to look it up, right?
I'll tell you why. It's damn generation.
Shout out to my boy Coast and Air Trey too. I heard them talk about that.
They careless. Cause if you think about it, our parents, we knew they had guns.
But we
wouldn't dare touch them motherfuckers.
I'd rather another nigga come in here and take that gun before I go and take my mom and them shit. Cause either way, she might use that motherfucker on me.
Exactly, bro. Like, nah. And then just being careless of just leaving it sitting out.
Yes,
like, why? Okay, you know you got a gun. You ain't got to show everybody. You ain't got to leave it out there. So for whoever come through. Bro, if you got to go through all that.
I don't understand why I have a loaded gun accessible to, and you know you got small children. Like, why? Like, what is your thinking? Like, children don't know. They know yes and no, but they don't know to stop sometimes. They see something they gonna fuck with.
Maybe for them to pick it up, but I don't know.
But I just don't understand. But gun
tamper it long enough.
Accidental shootings ain't nothing new. Like, we had a close friend who lost one of his brothers to, I don't want to say carelessness, but in a way that's kind of what it is, you know what I'm saying? Just not handling, I think that situation was more of just he was not handling, the person wasn't handling the gun the way he's supposed to be handled, and, you know, went off and one ended up dead. But with these young children, when you buy a gun, don't it come with like a trigger lock?
Yep.
Like when you buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if then you gonna be stupid and have a gun just sitting around, why not lock the goddamn? Well, just lock the trigger, you feel?
Probably mine. The lock I got, you even gotta pull the slide back. It slides down. Down where the clip at, and it come back around, and you lock
like,
it.
Are you dead? Are people dead lazy where they just can't lock you
yeah.
down?
Yeah, that's what it is.
They dead lazy, but at the same time, they feel like they need to stay ready for whatever. Because if you think about the way of the world now, I advise everybody to get strapped up.
I mean, I ain't saying folks should keep guns
the proper,
out there.
Get the proper training.
That
was wicked. Yeah. Like, get the proper training.
It's just like driving, bro. Everybody think they're an expert.
Nah, bro.
Like, motherfucker get a gun, they think, I got a gun, I'm an expert with the guns. Mm-hmm. Just like when motherfucker started driving, If a motherfucker on the road think they know the perfect and proper way to drive.
It's like I laugh at a nigga who now, because I've had the proper training now, like I laugh at a nigga who take that gun and point it palm down. Because what you fail to realize, one, when that bullet come out, it's spinning. It's spinning in that barrel, in that chamber. It's spinning when it come out. Not only is it spinning, when you hold it like this, that bitch go up when it come out. So when you shoot a gun, that bitch is spinning and it's going up. It projects up. That's why when they tell you, when you aim, you have to go a certain way, you have to aim a certain way. These motherfuckers turning sideways, bro, you ain't finna hit. If I'm not right here on you, you're not finna hit nothing. You're not finna hit. I'll stand 300 yards and let you turn it sideways, and I just stand there and won't even flinch. Because you're not finna hit nothing.
Ain't
about to leave. So you don't have the proper training. Man, I watched my drill sergeant do that shit. He did that shit. Even if you got a rifle, you turn it sideways. Yeah, because it's not going to hit, bro.
I ain't got to test that.
We didn't believe it. Till the next day, we went out to the field and he did it. He went 300 yards. And one drill sergeant, took a rifle. Turned that bitch sideways. Ba-da! Let off two quick ones. Not one of them, he ain't even flinch. He was just standing out there. Yeah. And them shits went like 10 yards. I think it was like to his right or something, but it was like 10 yards away from him.
Well, the problem with in the state of Georgia, each of these babies ain't turning, they standing right next to another child playing with a.
Yeah, because my wife.
Unattended gun.
Great nephew that literally just happened to him 2-3 days ago.
See? This shit got to stop, people.
He was with his daddy. Mom had left him with his dad because she went to go be with her best friend, which is like my wife, niece, god niece, stuff like that. But left the baby with the dad, apparently got a hold to the gun, shot it, and it caught his arm and it hit his side to where they had to redo his small intestines and his liver.
See?
Yeah. And of course, he's in jail now.
Yeah, you ain't going to jail. You ain't going to jail.
Uh-huh.
That reminds me of a story. It was, I want to say, he and Griffin not too long ago.
I wonder who went to jail for, what, it was like a 12 and 13, 14 years ago. Y'all seen that video?
Mm.
Of her shooting him, accidentally shooting him alive.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. The gun was too heavy.
Mm-mm.
Well, not the gun.
I didn't see that one.
Nah, she said, I wonder if, it's empty, and she had it pointed, which I don't think she noticed. No, she did. She looked at him and she shot it, and but they said it was his gun.
She panicked.
Damn.
She panicked.
She shot him.
I think she shot herself on purpose because she didn't. Dang, cause, so. Huh?
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Dang. I think she shot herself she on shot purpose. Him. Because damn, she fell to the ground, and then next thing you know, you hear two more bullets, and she shoot herself. I mean, clearly she knew it was loaded.
Damn.
That's crazy. See? People don't need, some people don't need guns. And then you gotta add on the fact that the governor signed the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was so stupid.
That way you can just
that's crazy.
Carry a gun.
That shit crazy.
I want to say you can, they trying to make it, or they made it where you can go buy one without getting the background check. Yeah, the background check. They trying to do that.
Yeah.
So, it'd be more.
I doubt they do that because you know how many mental.
I'm not against people having firearms. I think anybody who wants a firearm should have a firearm.
I believe they should be properly trained.
Yeah, I think they still should have license.
Properly trained.
To go take the class.
Carry
and stuff.
Carry.
But I don't understand why people don't buy a lot. You can't leave guns around children. That's when you can't leave. If you can't leave a pair of fucking scissors around a child, why would you leave a damn pistol? Nigga will go put up a plastic butter knife. Don't play with that. And leave the damn pistol sitting on the damn coffee table. Man, come on. You can't do that shit. The number in Georgia just keep growing. It remind me of what happened, I think, in Griffin not too long ago with a little kid. Either shot one or another child, or he shot himself, and a parent, it was the boyfriend gun, and she was trying to cover boyfriend.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And I'm like, what is you thinking? You feel me?
Crazy.
So I think it's a generational thing. I think that's a generational thing. Cause like you said, when I knew what the weapon was in the house.
But we went for the death touch.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with it.
There was a couple times I showed you what my mama was.
I ain't fucking with it. And
why come here, let me show you something.
Why the old fool like, always got them big ass pistols?
I don't know.
Big ass Batman. You seen that movie Batman? And they pull that bitch out. That bitch be long as hell. Old folk have that shit like that, boy. That shit go kaboom. That shit don't even make real gun sound. That bitch be big as hell. Like, what you gonna do with this? You tell me that bitch what you gonna do with this? But yeah, I think that's a generational thing. The younger generation, I think they, what you call it, indestructible. Because they think you just going to get shot and your ass going to respawn like on Grand Theft Auto. That shit is not about to happen, partner.
Ain't no respawning, player.
A real life shootout, it means it's bound to be some casualties or something for the change for somebody. You feel? Mm-hmm. Like, this is not a game, brother. And if you're going to leave a gun around a child, man, I wish
that shit
I,
crazy.
Man,
the men, to be honest, if you think about it, just the men. It's be the father.
It do.
The boyfriend.
It do. You are 100% correct.
Yeah.
It usually. But you got to think then, like, where do they get that shit type of shit from? Like, where were you seeing that at? Cause I remember for a long time we had a BB gun, right? Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, we had it looked like a real ass gun though, a BB gun. And it took me years to get that shit from my mama. You feel me? Cause she was just like, nope. She was like, either somebody gonna see you with it, cause it looked like a real ass hand pistol.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't tell, and then you know my brother and them blacked everything out. They're supposed to be orange.
Yeah.
So she was like. She was like, nope. Because the minute you walk and say a police see you with this in your hand, she was like, they going to shoot you. Like, they going to shoot you. And I was like, not if I shoot them first.
They going to shoot their head with a BB gun, Teddy. They going to shoot their head with a BB gun, Teddy.
Not if I shoot them first. That ain't answer. So. Them bitches hurt, bro.
My brother had what?
She's hurt.
He was chasing me for some damn reason. I did socks on. I run in zigzag. He was trying to shoot at me with a fucking BB gun.
Man, you ever got hit one and go?
That shit hurt.
I got hit one in the leg, and it instantly made me forget that we were even running from a motherfucker. I just, hold up. The bitch was just sitting there. You feel me? Yeah.
I feel so fine.
But that shit make me stop, hurt. Bro.
Especially if you're getting what you call the pellets.
No,
not the rubber ones.
The metal pellet.
They got the little mushroom head on it.
That
shit hurt. That one, period. Matter of fact, that's exactly how they look. They're going to pierce your ass.
That bitch hurt right
see, them little round ones. They ain't gonna too much pierce you, but bitch hurt
you. You hit a nigga in the head two times, then take off running.
Yeah.
You got 5 minutes, cause nigga gonna react to them bitches. Ah, shit, nigga, what? You don't. But yeah, I think it's a generational thing. They gotta figure some shit out, because we can't have a young child. Why kill the people you make? That's what you're doing. Killing the people you make, leaving unsupervised.
That shit
living.
Be pissing me off.
If you a parent and that shit happened, ain't no, I forgot. Like, I forgot he was sitting all.
And he know I got one. He know his mama got one. And he know, better not put your hands on it. I don't give a damn what's going on.
Especially with little boys.
You better not put your hands on it. Now, if me or your granddad decide we're going to take you out here and show you how to use it,
I think more people should
I'm
do
with
that.
That.
I think more people should do that.
I am. I'm just waiting till he turn 13.
Like, you see
summer.
Them little white kids.
When he turn 13 this summer.
TikTok. When you see them little white kids.
Yeah. Gonna be the main one that be shooting all the damn school too.
But at the same time, them motherfuckers know every inch of a gun. They know how to handle that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You don't hear about them shooting because they done been taught how to hold it. All that shit. Like,
you train a mind or something?
The same old people I'll do it. Like, my
military grade. Not just the goddamn gun range.
My
shit,
oldest one like that when he was young. That's something that was fascinated with Call of Duty. Just fucking fascinated with shit. So whenever we went somewhere and he saw some guns, he was like, oh, some guns. I'm like, oh, let this shit in the bud right now.
I'm like, ready.
Because I'm not finna have a kid and see a gun and somebody hides and be like, let me see it.
Yeah.
Feel? Can't, you don't want your child to be there because the minute they make a decision to touch a firearm, something bad for the happen. Yeah. It ain't no way around it. Like, I had friends. We all got friends that one friend that might have been bad as hell, but that's your partner. And you go over there, hide, and they be like, want to see the gun? I'm the nigga to be like, man, I'm finna go to the crib. I hide it, y'all. I ain't even feel. Yeah, it's him. He want to show off the gun. You got that one.
But I ain't going crazy with it, though.
But you got some that just.
I had six.
You got some that just. That I was afraid to be like, well, I'll be outside. Because the minute I hit that five, I'm jumping on my bike. I'm getting the hell on. I'm doing mean over him.
I ain't do it. I ain't do it.
They're going to be like, was you all? Mm-mm. I was in the street on my bike. All right. Don't know what happened. Ain't no witness to shit. They shouldn't have been fucking with a gun.
But I was that friend.
But, you know.
I don't see no more gun.
But at least with you, you show up the gun, but that nigga wouldn't let nobody touch it. That nigga fight your ass if you try to touch it. He'll fight your ass.
I ain't even taking out the holster.
Nah, that nigga, he fight your ass.
I just pull it out. So.
When we look, he be like, look. Man, nobody won't see that damn pistol, man.
Put it back up. Man, I put it back up.
I'm showing off pistols and shit. Yeah, you got that one kid right there. But you got
that was me.
But if you train them and.
But I had sense enough, like. My mama had an already showed me how to use. My granddad had an already showed me how to use.
I'm trying to lay that bitch down the same way. He like, come on, I got to lay it.
Got to put it back the way you got it. Exactly. Got to put it back the way you got it.
That bitch might be turned a little bit. He be in there turning that shit. Now it was like
right.
It right here.
I had to get
it
right. Then I had to make sure.
That means you
shouldn't
be.
Shouldn't have been even fucking with it.
You
got to
do all that.
Shouldn't have been even fucking with it.
See
ya. But yeah. Hey. Moral of that story is, get some damn proper gun training. Get a safe. Well,
and
I know
keep
everybody,
them away from the kids.
I know everybody can't afford a safe. But if you a grown
can't afford one of the Or you a grown-ass person.
That's
you can't a child. Put that bitch at the top of the closet.
Right. I was gonna say you a grown-ass person. You can't think of a fucking hiding spot.
A hiding spot or a high area. That's
nigga,
small.
You can hide the snacks and shit.
But you can't hide the gun.
You can hide
something. That's backwards.
You gotta do that shit, folks. Hide the gun. Lock them up. Do whatever you gotta do, because we can't have no more children getting shot in the state of Georgia. Or anywhere else, goddamn.
Like, it's crazy. Mine.
It been going crazy in the state of Georgia.
Because where I keep mine at the house now, shit, I keep that shit under my head, under the pillow. Mm. But shit, it's been plenty of time. My son have been there laying on the bed with my mama.
Do you have bullets in that gun while they sleeping under your head?
That shit locked and loaded, bro. You know how I am.
I ain't feel sleep no goddamn pistol up on my head.
Yeah, one in the
fuck
head.
Fuck, I had a wrong dream.
I don't be up under the pillow, so.
I don't care. You might have one of them dreams where you fell and you jump in your head. Bow! Shit, go off!
Nobody's safety is on.
I can put that bitch like right up on the mattress right while I'm sleeping and I can goddamn. Ah!
That's too much work. You gotta move that mattress. That means you got to get up.
Oh, that shit get caught.
Yeah.
But if I'm sleeping
under that pillow, I had room to grab, come out that safety and squeeze. I keep one in the head, though.
But at least you know it, dude. People keep it here to say.
Highly trained people, military background. So don't think I'm just out
because
here foolish.
Because the video of that woman, it was like a home invaders, three of them. They went into her house. I think she was still up, so she get in the bag. And she let them in for a few minutes, then they came around that corner. She started letting them.
Went to work.
She killed one of them.
Oh, hey, shit.
Hey, shit.
Hey, do what you got.
Man, that's a whole nother topic. I saw that shit on. What I was on Instagram. Why y'all seen what's going on in California? But these niggas is just openly strong arming and robbing niggas in broad daylight in the street. Just run up on a nigga. Yeah, nigga, give it everything. Take it. One nigga was running from some nigga, ran out in the street, and a car coming and tried to run around the car. That car pulled off. Them nigga pulled up in a car, hit his ass, jumped out, took his shit, jumped back in the car. That shit real, but that nigga might jump out on the nigga with big ass chopper. Shit real out there, dog. It more guns on the street now.
TikTok, so people talking about they wearing all
the
jewelry
on
their face.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I don't wear jewelry.
Hey.
I don't want none of that shit.
Bro, it real. It more guns on the street now. It guns on the street now like never before. They ain't did shit to Curtis.
I go to Cali, you better believe I'm taking my shit with me.
They got the wrong motherfuckers. You know what you should do now?
Take my shit with me.
You should do YouTube video on the proper way to get a register firearm on a plane. Wouldn't that be a good YouTube video? That would be a dope ass video. A lot of people don't know that though. A lot of people don't realize.
They don't know they can fly with
you. You can literally take your register firearm on a plane.
Lock it up. Call them before you go. Let them know what.
Yeah, but like, I saw one video like processing either a certain box or something.
Yeah, you shit, see, you call, but that's what you do. You make the phone call and set that up. So then once you get there, you go into this office and they had this box and stuff and they had paperwork and lock it up, put it in that box, and they go up under the plane just like your luggage. But the thing is, when you get to wherever you're going, like if you're going to LAX, when you get to LAX, you're not going to pick it up off the luggage. Like, they're going to take it off, and you got to go to their office, wherever their office is. You go in there, and then you sign off for
it. But it was like the same thing he did to get it but you best on the plane. They did the reversal of that shit when he left. It off. Like they opened it, did the whole inspection again. Gave it back to him, and I was like, oh, that shit. I didn't know that. I thought, I was like, you can't fly with a goddamn girl. Yes,
they know your every move.
They what?
They know your every move.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because they know you got it. Well, if you.
I'm talking about why you in there in the state.
Why you there?
They know your every move. Mm-hmm.
Shit, it's on you. You do something stupid.
Exactly. Goddamn. Right, they know your air. They can, like, you report. When, like, you come into the airport, if you ask, they can tell you exactly where you went. Which I think is good anyway.
Find the right way though.
Yeah. Anyway. As long as you do what you're supposed to do, they ain't gonna bother you, man. I mean, you know.
We need better gun safety training and all that shit. That
we do.
We get to that point where we do shout outs, do social media.
I ain't even live over here. I just got this shit on looking at myself.
Nigga looking at myself.
Get used to being on the camera. It's kind of.
I got your social media right on the last.
You did.
Oh, man. He did his thing, Ted. They couldn't get the damn website.
I ain't getting
it. I did the website. We got you, Sid. You know we in him.
You can find Teddy Smoke Shop at Teddy
_Smoke_Shop.
That's on Instagram and Facebook. And you
can
find
Body Honey
Body Teddy
at Body Honey
Body Teddy.
That's on Instagram and Facebook.
Mm.
But for the new drop,
It's
hot.
Oh, shit.
That will be my favorite one yet.
It's hot
because
it's going to be hot.
Mm. Yes. Hey, as always, catch us at the DSA Podcast on Instagram.
Yep.
Follow me at
Shows Buddy 2. Yep.
Follow my brand page, Brilliant Ignorance. That's Brill X Igno on Instagram. We got a couple summer and spring collections coming out. Short sets, all that shit.
Yeah, we ain't gonna slide past. He said that.
What?
Summer.
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 I know. It's summer.
Yeah, it's loud, man. You already know, man. It's Crunchy Cousin, man. Comedian L Boogie. April 30th. Make sure y'all tune in. If you ain't got your ticket, damn it, go get your ticket.
Hey,
529 North Expressway, baby. Hosting the first comedy show.
New ha fly.
Ha ha hell comedy show. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Get your ass up and go get the tickets. But yeah, man, you already know Facebook, IG, Twitter, Comedian L Boogie. L Boogie 82. Your country cousin, L Boogie.
April 30th,
baby. Come see me.
Be there.
If you want to see a stupid host, come see me.
Hey y'all, get
my stupid ass, but you want to see a stupid
host. I can't do
Woo! Call himself a stupid host.
Stupid hoe.
Damn, he just don't care about himself.
Come
he just.
Come on, see this stupid hoe. Come on. But no. not. April 30th. Y'all make sure y'all go check out that show.
It's going down.
Name a couple comedians that gonna be out real quick.
Shit, man, I'll run them off for you like this. We ain't gotta go through all that. You know what I mean? We got that boy Bo Grinder. Comedian Bo Grinder. We got, matter of fact, this comedian been on the show before. Shout out to my boy Tonio Stahl. Don't be off in that guy. We got that boy Tim Teddy Long. Everybody curious to see what this crazy ass.
That was the hook and sinker for me. That's what I said. I'm going.
Everybody want to know what this fool got to say.
I said, I'm going. I
got to know what Teddy Long got to say. And then we got comedian super friend JG.
Okay.
He gonna be off in that guy. But then headlining.
Oh, so it's a headline.
Yeah, we got a headliner. We got a headliner. We got that
full
boy.
Blown comedy show.
Yeah, bro. We got that boy Malcolm Walker, aka Buster the Fool.
Okay.
He gonna be headlining. And yours truly gonna be hosting that bitch.
April 30th.
Well. So yeah, make sure you bring your ashy titty nipple areolas. And your crooked kneecaps and all that shit. Bring them on in there.
Got to know what the hell Tim Long.
Yeah, I really.
When I saw that, I said, once oh, I'm going. I got
when I saw the lineup, and I was like, I was going through, I was like, okay, Bo Grinder. Okay, Tonio Stahl. Teddy Long. So I got to see this. I need to know what the hell he talking about.
You feel?
I got to know.
And I'm going to see, not to see him fail.
No.
I'm hoping he
I don't know if this nigga,
I hope he kill it. And I was just like,
straight fool.
Curious, then a song, bitch. I was like, what is he finna get up there and talk about?
Straight fool. Y'all look at what they did in my rap. That's some bullshit.
That shit old, like.
No, I didn't. I literally just unrolled it. Look at them creases.
Yeah,
it was stayed like that. Ain't no way I can.
To the listeners, look. What's more interesting to me is Teddy
Long
exactly what he did.
And I didn't do it. All I did was unroll that motherfucker and pick it up and say, y'all, look at my rap. Like, I'm just going to fold them like that, though. Look. And you going to roll with it, too? Look at them creases. Teddy, look how long them creases been.
Anyway, y'all know what it is, man. This DSA podcast, and we
are out.
You just play the cards you dealt, I reshuffle for the deck. And you don't make the cut unless you cut in the check. You know I gave my all to the neck that was left.